Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Hey, folks, this is episode number 358, and I am flying solo today, and I have Daniel Buckspan here, and we're going to be talking about this wonderful publication called Ozzy at 75, and just a little bit about Daniel. He's been a freelance writer for over 25 years, and he's written for publications such as Fortune Magazine and CNBC. He is the author of the Encyclopedia of Heavy Metal, the Encyclopedia of New Wave, The Art of Brutal Legend, Woodstock, 50 Years of Peace, Music, and, well, I got that wrong. Woodstock, 50 Years of Peace and Music, and Ozzy at 75. He has also contributed to AC/DC, High Voltage Rock and Roll, Iron Maiden, The Ultimate Unauthorized History of the Beast, Metallica, The Complete Illustrated History, and Rush, The Illustrated History. And today he is going to talk, as I said, about his book, Ozzy at 75. A little bit about this book. It's more than 200 pages. There are more than 280 pictures in there, and it's a hardcover book, and it comes in a slipcase, and it has a couple of inserts that I thought was pretty cool. So, Daniel, now that I've blathered on all of that, how are you doing?
Good. Very happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on the show. You're publicist, Stephen Roth, reached out and wanted to know if we wanted to have you on the show, and I was like, heck yeah. You know, so I did get this advanced copy of this book, and I've been very careful with it because it's in a hard case slip cover, like I said, and it's got the shrink wrap on it. It's got a little hype sticker on here that tells a little bit about the book, and it's really well put together. Lots of color pictures in it, lots of stories. And right in the very opening, there is an envelope here, and I'm not going to tell anybody what's in the envelope because we want them to buy it and find out for themselves.
Yes, we do.
So go ahead and now that I've blathered on, tell us a little bit about yourself, and we'll get into this interview.
Oh, well, I mean, before I do that, one thing I do want to say about the book is I was not really involved in the design or anything like that. I'm just the guy who wrote it. And in terms of like the slipcase and all the stuff that's in there and everything, this is probably the best product I've ever been involved in that had my name on the side of it. The guys at Motor Books and Quarto did like a fantastic job, you know, the kind of thing any author would be very happy to be involved with. And I definitely want to give them a shout out for that. As far as, you know, just myself, you know, I've been doing this, you know, writing about rock music for like close to 30 years now. And, you know, it's been all kind of all over the map, what I've written about. This absolutely is just a dream project for me. It's probably the most fun I ever had writing anything ever. I have future stuff coming up that hopefully maybe will be fun enough to beat this. But as I was writing this, I was really like, you know, this is some bucket list stuff right now for me. You know, getting to review all the Black Sabbath albums, all the Ozzy albums. It's, you know, that was, you sometimes get these moments in your career where you're like, this is exactly why I joined up. This is exactly the point. You don't get that a lot. And that's what this has been for me. And I'm ecstatic to have been a part of it.
Well, I can say, you know, there are pictures in here. There are scans of concert tickets, promo posters, postcards. There are drawings. There's one drawing that's got all the different eras of Ozzy. That's probably one of my favorite things in the whole thing. So, right. Yeah, that's whoever helped you put the graphics and the layout and kudos to them. Kudos to your writing too.
Thank you.
Some of my favorite stuff in here are your plays on words with the titles for the different sections. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like, it was just real easy to be, I guess, pithy about it. I guess that's the word. It's Ozzy Osbourne is a subject that's just easy to have like humor about. Not even necessarily like, you know, clowning on him or anything like that, but it's just a lot of fun.
Right. And, well, like, he clowns on himself, so.
Constantly, daily. I could not clown on him more than he has clowned on himself, definitely. In terms of, you know, the things he's done and the subject matter and all that sort of thing, like, you know, most of the entertainment value in the book came from him. And the things that he's done, he did a lot of the heavy lifting, in terms of making this net, you know, I mean, I'm the guy who wrote it, but he's the guy who, you know, snorted a line of live ants, you know, and if you can't write about a guy snorting a line of live ants in an entertaining way, then you should stop. Just don't write anything anymore. You just give up.
Yeah. I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, I guess my first question is, what originally inspired you to do this book?
Motor Books, the publisher, they approached me, and I had done some work with them before, and I guess I did it well enough that they thought I could handle, you know, writing a whole book. And Dennis, the editor, he was like, okay, there's two books we want to do. We want to do one that's Alice Cooper at 75 and one that's Ozzy at 75. I love Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper would be a fantastic subject to write about. But this was like, no, I have to do it. It must be Ozzy. I have to do this. And it took me about 5 seconds to return that email and be like, yes, 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 I want in. And it just really took off. And it was just a very natural thing to do.
Well, you've tapped into another favorite of mine, you know, Ozzy and Alice Cooper. And if my dad were still here, they're all the same age, you know.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting to see, you know, the way Alice's life turned out, born in 1948, the way Ozzy turned out, born in 1948, and the way my dad turned out, you know, because you got Ozzy's born in England. I believe Alice was born in Arizona.
Yeah.
And then my dad was born in Kentucky, you know, so you've got three completely different lifestyles.
Your dad was 1948 also.
Yes. Yeah. His actually birthday was this past Saturday or past Friday. So he would have been 75. Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, it's hard to believe that we're even talking about, these kinds of numbers for these guys. I don't think it's really, that controversial to say that like both of them should be dead like decades ago.
Right.
And the fact that, you know, that Alice is still out there on the golf course today and, you know, and that Ozzy is still, he's still out there doing it, you know, is what, you know, that violates every law of medicine and physics and human endurance that you can think of, you know. But you know, I'm not a doctor, so I can't explain it, but you know, they both lived really hard, and I would argue, in fact, that Alice Cooper maybe even beat Ozzy for a little while there, on that score, a little bit, yeah. You know, but they both did things that if I did them, I know I would have died instantly. So, you know, because I'm not them.
Absolutely. So you said that they approached you to do this book. How long did it take from when they approached you to do the book to go from the idea itself to completion?
It was on a pretty aggressive deadline that at first I was like, this may be difficult to hit that. I think it was like about 9 months maybe. But, it, you know, I mean, again, it was just so, you know, writing about it was just so natural. And just, you know, I couldn't wait to wake up in the morning and do it. And that kind of just took care of it it takes care of itself that way. When you know, I mean, I have done other, you know, writing books doesn't pay the bills all the time. So there's other work that I've, you know, so there's other work that I've done to, you know, to make ends meet that, you know, was really like, this is difficult. This is a slog. I'm not enjoying this. This was the polar opposite of that. And like, I had no problem just doing whatever needed to be done and just finding the time to make it happen. Because it was like, I, you know, it was this real feeling of like, I may never get another chance to do something that's enjoyable ever again for the rest of my career. And so I just made the most of it and made sure that I just made it as good as I possibly could. And, you know, you don't have any control over it. You know, I mean, obviously we're doing podcasts and everything to promote it, but, you know, once it's out there and there's not a lot you can do to get it into people's hands personally. What I have control over as the author is just making it the best book I can possibly make it. And so that was really my mission. And I really felt like, you know, I will just do everything in my power to make sure this is the best thing I can produce. And it was easy because, you know, I mean, just giving my opinions on all those great albums and everything, you know, that's a dream come true. Most people don't care, you know, what my opinion of these things are. So it was just great to have the opportunity to do that.
All right. When you were putting this book together, did you face any hurdles or did you have pushback from anybody, or was there anything people asked you to leave out, anything like that?
No, not really. You know, Dennis, my editor, he had like maybe a couple of suggestions or this sort of thing, but we were really on the same page about how we wanted this to come out and how we wanted to do it. In fact, the only really major suggestion that he asked for was he wanted some sample chapters just at the beginning before I really got started in earnest. And so I wrote one about when Ozzy pissed on the Alamo. One about the live ants, you know, that sort of, you know, it was like five things about the various shenanigans. And then Dennis gets back to me. He's like, could you maybe write a couple about music? So there was that, you know, but otherwise we really saw eye to eye on how we wanted to do this. But no, I didn't face any real obstacles of any kind.
That is fantastic. I know. You know, there are certain artists that only want their point of view, and, you know, these guys are no longer in the band, so you're not allowed to put anything in good about them, or you're not allowed to write anything bad about us or whatever. So I guess, you know, that's pretty cool that you got that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, Ozzy has worked with a lot of people, you know, a lot of bandmates have come and gone, and they don't all tell the same story, you know. Right. You know, some of them saw, you know, if you ask them how did this thing play out or whatever, you know, Ozzy's version might be one way. You know, some sideman might have a completely different take on it. And what I would do in those cases would just put both of them in. Because, you know, I do have a journalism background, and, you know, you do have, in a lot of articles, you have to present, like, you know, some opposing viewpoints.
Right.
And your job is you put them in as the people said them, and you don't editorialize. You just put them in and you say, like, he said this, this person said this, that's it. And you keep yourself out of it. And so, you know, if there were cases where, you know, one person said one thing and someone else said the other thing, I would put them both in and not say, I think this one is true. You know, because I wasn't there for a lot of it. The, you know, the plane crash that killed Randy Rhoads, there's a lot of differing points of view about that. I was not there to see it, you know, so right. I just put in, you know, the different eyewitness accounts, and I didn't try to, you know, pull it together and say, like, yeah, but probably this is what happened. I just put in what was said by the people who said it, and, but, you know, we'll never know really what happened there. I didn't feel like it was my job to, you know, come to those kinds of conclusions or anything like that. It was just my job to say what was said at the time.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Did you come up with anything that was surprising to you when you were putting this book together?
Most of the, you know, the famous stories and all that sort of thing I've known about for a while. The thing that was the biggest revelation to me, I think, was really Ozzy Osbourne's humility and honesty in sort of, you know, talking about his own, you know, things in his life where he feels like maybe he fell short here or there. He was married before he was married to Sharon Osbourne.
Right.
That marriage did not work out. And he was very forthcoming about why it didn't work out. He took total responsibility for it. He was very, you know, he didn't try to blame it on anybody. He didn't, he took total responsibility for everything that he has ever done. And at no time does he try to, you know, pretty it up or make it seem like this was someone else's fault or anything like that. That's not to say that I was expecting him to be dishonest about it, but the degree to which he was so forthcoming and was so willing to tell the truth, I really respected the hell out of that, I have to say. Because there are a lot of celebrities who will not say anything unless it's been cleared by lawyers and management and all that sort of thing. And he just says it. I have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah. Do you have any upcoming projects that you would like to mention?
Yes, I'm currently working with the same publisher on Rush at 50. Which will come out sometime next year to mark the 50th anniversary of their debut album. I did a Rush podcast for a little over a year, and they're one of my favorite bands in the world. And so this is another bucket list project that I get to do.
Right on. Yeah. Is there anything about this book that we didn't discuss that you would like to bring up?
Is there anything about this book that we didn't discuss that I would like to bring up? Just that the author is very handsome and very talented and will accept PayPal and Venmo donations just purely based on talent. Because, you know, I'm just deserving of having free money sent to me from all corners of the earth.
Well, speaking of PayPal and Venmo, how can our listeners and our viewers find you online? Find this book, however you want to.
Okay, well, the book is, you know, Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. I think you can get it directly from the publisher. I don't know about international distribution, but I'm sure that's in the cards somehow. And if they want to find me, my website is notoriousbuk.com. I'm not going to make people spell my last name.
Hey, I was impressed that I pronounced it right on the first try.
You nailed it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, most people, when they get to like the Z, they're like, I'm out. I'm not even going to bother with this.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else to ask. You had answered these questions very wonderfully. Again, people, this is actually what the cover of the book looks like. The back of the book is the same. For those of you that are not looking at YouTube, sorry about your luck. But you really do need to check this out. It's printed, it's solid binding, and it's printed on thick quality paper stock. I almost said card stock, but it's paper stock. Yeah. All right, hang out while I take us out of here. Y'all visit agesofrock.com and check out our past episodes and our social media links. And until next time, peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.